More Artwork 2021, Part 1. It's been a while since my last article on items of art we've purchased for our new home, and I thought some of you puffins would like to see some of the latest pieces, having received some positive feedback so far. It seems a lifetime ago now, but during the summer months last year we took a trip to Cheltenham Craft Market, which is held on the third Saturday of every month, lockdowns permitting. This is the first time we've visited this particular market, and it was really great to see plenty of stalls all offering items made by local craftsmen and women, rather than the generic Chinese-made rubbish you can buy almost anywhere. There were over 30 stalls offering a mix of glass, ceramic, wood, textile and other art mediums, plenty to choose from. We got chatting to one of the stall holders, a chap called Benjamin Homer, who makes sculptures out of locally sourced wood. He specializes in making apples and pears created from bird or spalted wood, and has recently started making seed pips. We were chatting to him for quite some time, and at first I hadn't really taken in what he had on his stall, as nothing really stood out to me. After a while, I noticed something which caught my eye, and he told me the backstory to it. The pip, as we call it, has been created from a piece of burdock from Herefordshire, Wye Valley, and he bought it from a gentleman in Hereford who had painted somebody's house. The owner of the house could not afford to pay him, so they gave him a burdock tree as payment instead. The wood had been air drying for around 20 years before Benjamin bought it, and he had it for a further 8 years before using it to make the pip and other sculptures from. The pip is mounted on a stainless steel pipe, one end of which is mounted in a block of Welsh slate from the Horseshoe Pass. The color and texture of the burdock is just stunning, and it's one of our favorite items. Quite subtle, but nothing like we've ever come across before. Whilst in Cheltenham we also picked up 3 ceramic vases, pots made by Rachel Pritchard, a potter who lives in Malvern. We particularly like the colors used in the snakeskin pattern effect, which is very subtle and effective. Rachel has a website where you can view more of her work, www.pritchardceramics.co.uk. With the lockdown meaning all arts and craft fairs have been cancelled since October last year, I've taken to Instagram and find it a very useful method of searching for and locating artists producing items which we are interested in. One of these is a small studio, Driftworks Tidal Art, producing fused glass items mounted in carved wood. These can be sited on a window ledge, allowing light to shine through the glass, should you choose to do so. I spotted 2 items on their website which fitted the color scheme of one of our rooms perfectly, and at £40 each I considered them something of a bargain. One is called Vortex and the other Ammonite. I'm sure you can work out which is which. Driftworks Tidal Art produce many similar items in a range of different colors, as well as some other pieces which can all be seen on their website, www.driftworksdidalat.co.uk web link. You might argue that the next item isn't art, but we think it qualifies as such. We had been looking for some table lamps for a while and hadn't seen anything which really worked for us until we visited a small art studio on a day trip to Malvern last summer. They had on display a table lamp made by Beltree's Forge, an artisan blacksmith, that's what they describe themselves as. The base is made from hand-forged steel using traditional blacksmithing skills, with a fish design stamped into the base at several points. It's a very solid item, and being handmade, each one is unique. Again, it's one of our favorite purchases and makes a change from the Chinese-made tat that most places offer. Beltree's Forge make a range of items from side tables right up to double beds in what they describe as Jacobean style. I think their items are simply stunning, and if we had an older style house, rather than a modern one, I would definitely want to fill it with their furniture. Website here for more information: beltrees.co.uk. The final 2 pieces we actually bought just before the first lockdown in March 2020, but I only got around to hanging them up a few weeks ago. Bought at the Tavistock Arts Market, made by a lady called Emma West. She specializes in porcelain art, created by pressing flowers or embroidery into the surface of wet porcelain before firing. In the case of the two items below, Emma sewed a design into a piece of Hessian cloth and then pressed it onto the porcelain to create the impressions. A wash of color highlights the designs and adds some depth to the overall effect. "I wasn't that taken with them at first. Mrs. Reggie chose them, but they've grown on me now they are up, and the fact they came ready mounted in a frame was a bonus." Emma's website is www.emmaceramics.com. I hope you've enjoyed this latest update. We'll be posting more in the coming months. Copyright 2021 Reggie's Mind of Evil.